is how to determine which controller the scale out request needs to go to. And so Paul and Lauren, I'll let you guys take over.
So I guess I'll start, and Paul, you could chime in. So as of the last meeting, we decided we had looked at orchestration type, and then we found out on the last meeting that orchestration type identifies the work, is more associated with the workflow. So then we decided that it would be best if we can add a new attribute, parameter call, controller type, and that would be entered by the vid user upon requesting the workflow, when the workflow is being requested.
But this attribute should be a part of the vid SO request, is it? Is it the proposal going to be that way, that we will have a new attribute within SO?
The attribute will go to SO, and then SO, that will, SO will know which controller it's going to be.
So we're going to have two types.
It will be passed to SO so that SO could pass it down to, so that the controller can pick up the right message.
Basically. Okay, Lawrence, I want to confirm on this. So
Sasha, we've lost you. Can you, is it just me or is everybody losing?
I lost him too. I mean,
okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now we can, but we lost you before.
Okay, fine, great. Okay, no problem. I think fine. So we are talking of two types here, two parameters. One is orchestration type, the other is controller type, right?
Well, we don't want to use orchestration type anymore for this, the purpose of the conversation. We're thinking about adding a new attribute called controller
type. I understood that. I want to confirm on this. I want to confirm. So you're going to keep orchestration type and add a new attribute. That's what I want to confirm,
yes.
Right? Fine. Okay, and orchestration type will be from SDC, whereas, okay, let's not talk of orchestration type, that maybe I'll talk to Lando on that, but the controller type will be only specific between vid and the SO. It will not be something which will be done at the modeling time. It will be runtime decision which user has to select on the fly, where he'll get the possible controllers and user has to click on one of that, which will pass to SO, right?
Correct.
Can I ask just, okay, what are the options, and is it static, or should I dynamically ask a third party for the options for the controller? It should be SDNC or APC, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that be determined by the workflow? Why would the user know to pick one controller versus the other?
Well, so in this release, we want to keep it simple, right? So we want to, because it's only one instance of APC and SDNC, we're not talking about a ton of VNFs here. We want the user to just, when they're entering the request, they specify which controller needs to support that, manage that.
Why would the user know which controller should have the responsibility, and why is it the user's job to know that? That doesn't make sense to me. That should be transparent to them.
I agree. I agree with that.
We agree with that. We agree with that. But in the interest of time, we took a simple approach. We looked at possibly having this onboarded, something being done through during the design time. And we were told.
I have a question here. See, the problem was not with respect to the controller type. The problem was how will SO differentiate on how to call APC and how to call SDNC. That was a question, right?
Okay, now this is Paul.
The API will be still the same. The API will be still the same. Okay, let me confirm on this. The API still will be the same. And what we thought of is we will pass it to the message bus, and message bus the corresponding controller will pick it up from message bus, isn't it? That was the idea which we were going with. So, even if you give a control type to SO, SO will not be in a position to call APC and SDNC explicitly there.
Okay, this is Paul Miller. Let me explain the architecture for the message bus. So the message bus has topics on it. Each controller has a set of topics. They're called send and receive topics.
Right.
So there's nothing that The message bus knows about which controller is going to be used, and the controller doesn't know. The decision is made prior to sending the request out. The decision is made in SO. SO decides which controller to use, and they pick the right topic names, and then they send the message out. So it has to be done upstream. Ideally, yes, you'd have SDC keep track for every VNF type which controller it is, but we don't want to have SDC impacted by this project. So we're down to VID and SO making the decision.
How is it happening in the ecom right now? Because the ecom also has this issues of APC versus SDNC, right? How are we doing there?
Can you repeat the question?
Hello.
I mean, see, even ecom actually has a scenario where we have APC versus SDNC calls, right?
No, we don't have that yet in ecom. No, we don't have that. In ecom, the only controller using the message bus today is APC. So we distribute a client library, and the client library is a set of topic names that are stored in properties, and those are the only ones used today.
So you're saying the calls to SDNC happen, the calls to SDNC happen through REST itself. You don't have a message bus there.
That's
stored
correct.
SDNC.
Right. That's correct. Okay. There's no message bus for SDNC.
Okay. Fine. Then the problem is that, I mean, my only issue is that we have not yet used APC code inside SO so far. You know, in Amsterdam, we all know.
Well,
that,
they have. In 1802, SO is calling APC. We distribute the client library. They already have the code.
Right. I have not yet seen the code. I have not yet seen the code of SO interacting with APC that is yet to be merged to the SO, to the ONAP code base.
Sesshu, if I recollect, Rob Doherty in Amsterdam release integrated was using our APC client library because we had a request from him to make it open source in Amsterdam. So I know that he was trying to use it for...
Random, it was not working. See, we have not, I'll tell you very frankly, in Amsterdam release, APC was not used in any of the scenarios with SO interaction.
Right.
Okay. All the use cases was using SDNC. So we have not yet tried and tested that code. Okay, that code is something which is there. Maybe it's working or not, because even I'm talking to Steve Smosky on this. Even he was not very sure whether existing code would work. He was saying 18.05 is what will be merged by this, by the time frame of M2 at least.
Uh-huh.
So once the code is merged, I can actually give you more. I'm trying to be realistic here. I'm pragmatic here. I understand the scenario that maybe for time, because of the time crunch we have, a specific attribute being sent from bit should be okay to do. It's logical, it should be done. But I need to check on this and get back on that.
Right.
Okay, I'm just putting a question mark there.
Right. So, okay. So, I mean, to reframe the problem that we're trying to solve, right? So, we've got a scale-out request that you've got a user, probably an ops user, who's going to VID to build the request. So, it would be not a novice user. It would be somebody who knows their VNF, right, and knows the type of VNF, if it's a, L1 to, through 3. Or, 4 through 7. So, I mean, you could have, we don't have to call the options, SDC or APC and generalize them. But the idea is that, these things are going to map to specific topics on the message bus. So, and then SDNC will be listening to their topic. APC will be listening to their topic. So there has to be just enough intelligence in between VID and SO so that the message is posted to the right topic. Right.
Okay.
So we don't have to. We don't have to call them APC. We don't have to call it, SDNC, the options on VID. So we can generalize it. But at the end of the day, it's the difference. It's a VNF that's either, it's an L1 through 3 VNF or it's an L4 through 7 VNF. And you just need to know.
No, Randa, I understand the concept here. No, I'm not arguing on that. I understand the concept you're saying. Right. Logically, it makes sense to me. What is my only point is the topic part. I mean, as we all know, the DMAP picks up the topics and corresponding controllers are registered to topics. So I only want to see that part of the thing working because we have not yet used it. Okay, at least I have not seen that code happening inside SO. So I want to see that and then I'll comment on it. That's it.
Right. Yeah, I'm not asking you to comment. I'm just trying to clarify.
Point number two I want to make is that currently the WID and SO doesn't have this parameter. So that parameter should be a part of the, because it has to be used in the VDO, right? Create videos thing, actually create VF. That's what will the interface be. So I think, is Ofir on call right now? Ofir from WID?
Yeah, Ofir, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm with you, sorry.
Yeah, so okay. I don't know who was raising the concern before. If it was Christina, I think, was raising the concern. So I just want to get aligned on the problem before us or the scenario before us.
No. My point is that we have to check the interface which is there right now between SO and WID. If at all we are not doing it for time frame as a baby step, I mean we have to check on the interface and we have to add one extra attribute for the controller type.
Right.
That should be key value, right? That's a key value which will be key will be controller type and the value will be. Yeah, based on what user selects.
Right.
So one other question I have is, so WID will be hard coding that or will be reading it from ANA and other stuff? Will it be configurable or it will be hard coded? The controller type information for the WID.
I'm sorry, I'm not alone in the room and sometimes not so easy to keep track. So I'm just want to verify. We agreed WID will pass controller type property to SO, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so and the two options there is APSI and SDNC. True?
No, will it be hardcoded or will it be configurable?
Configurable, of course, yeah. So, okay, then.
User can put some other controller too in there or only APSI and VF will be, and APSI and SDNC will be the only options.
Okay, so that's just a new property for the API in SO, and then the user fill it. We agreed the user would have to know, right? The right controller for the VNF.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a prerequisite.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Is there something else then regarding VID? And again, excuse me, because there are a few people in the room and... I might miss something, so just want to make sure. Is there anything else there?
Often, one thing you have to be sure is the key value pair. I mean, I want to be sure on the key and the value which you'll be sending from WID to SO. So we need to work on that interface part.
Of course.
Okay, so, that's the only thing which is pending. Other than that, I think it's okay.
Yeah, okay. So we can take it offline, right? It's just the name of the property, the key and the value.
Yes,
of course.
Yes, key and the value. Key and the value, exactly. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So, second item is closed. Are we set? Randa.
Hey, Paul, did you have any, I think you had some questions yesterday or Monday, some concerns around updates to the client library because we distribute the client library. Did you need anything else to clarify on that?
Well, yeah, we need to talk about the client library. So APSI does distribute that client library. In the client library, I believe that MSO picks the topics. I don't think the client library has them defaulted. But today, I think there's just one pair. So I think we're going to have to, I don't know if there's any code change to the client library, but at a minimum, we have to set up additional topics that map to these, to the controller type values. So I need an MSO to their SO to take a look at how they're using the client library and see if they need the client library updated.
Yeah, that will be open point for me. I'll check on that and get back to you. But for that, I want the code merge to happen. I'm waiting for the code merge for 18.05 to happen inside SO. So that depends on that.
Okay.
Yep. Another question to Sishu.
Well, but
we have a different workflows rather than just scale out, and I just want to make sure the controller type, the new property, it's relevant just to scale out, right? It shouldn't change the other APIs for other workflows.
That's my worry too. Actually, that's my worry too. I want to keep it only for the, that's what I was saying, it's great. It's only for the create VF. Yeah. I don't want to explain other things, of course, for the time being, actually, you know. It should not happen that, it should not happen that we end up with all these attributes as a you know, for all the workflows. That will be too much to handle.
I see. Okay.
Okay. If I look at the documentation in the client library, it only has a topic read, a topic read timeout, and a topic write. So it's just specify the following configuration parameters as method parameters. So I believe that SO can set the right value, but they have to do it dynamically then for each request. So I think that's fine. There's one other thing in here, which is synchronous and asynchronous flow. These actions typically are done asynchronously. You're going to have to check on how SO implemented it, because in an asynchronous flow, you get multiple messages back. And I don't know, I think Steve Smokowski had told me that they weren't listening for multiple messages. So we need I need you to take a look at how SO implemented it.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for the information. I'll surely look into this. Okay. But I think we have to have a clean look into this, because the code is not complete in the SO right now. So I'm coming to the same point again and again, because I want to be sure that we have the complete code to make sure that we have whatever is required. You know, so I don't want to overcommit or undercommit anything without looking at the code. So maybe we can close this point number two. Yeah, we can close the point number two and raise one more point, okay, for clarification, which will be with Steve Smosky, the user, to have the code merge done, and then we require to have it look into the code for the client library and then get back on this part. Okay. Guys.
Okay. So so Seshri, if you need some additional calls to look at these requirements again, can you just set it up and drive it? So, but at this point on that second topic, I think we've agreed at the high level anyway, right? That we're going to have options on the vid side to specify the controller type, and then SO will take that information to determine where to route the call or the request to which topic. So at the high level, we've agreed that that's going to be part of the flow, right?
You're right. High level, I agree, but implementation part of it is what I have to get back on that. I have to confirm on that part, okay?
Yeah, so right. But at least we'll come.
Sorry, get back on what? I didn't catch it.
I mean, the code devil tells and all as to how much SO is prepared for having this dynamism and all with respect to the current code.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Because we are expecting some code to happen. I mean, some code to be merged. So a lot of this depends on the code which we are going to get from the 1805 of ATT comp.
Yeah. Are you targeting that in your first sprint, Seshri? Do you know?
Well, I have targeted it in the first sprint, but I have not got any update from Steve Smosky on this. So I have to wait for M2. Maybe post M2 is what I'll get. But it's a big risk for me. I've already raised this risk for M1, and it'll be there for M2 too.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and Michael just said he has another urgent call, and something came up, I guess. So the first item, we can schedule another meeting, or?
Well, I'm wondering if maybe we can make a little progress on that, because we've got Jimmy from A&I on here. So Jimmy, one of the things that we were discussing on Monday was what A&I stores. I think it was the VF model name. Was that the one in the notes, Paul?
So A&I has a field called VF module name. That's the A&I field. In ASD, in SDC, it's called the VF module model name, but
That's because it's completely different. VF module name is the name of the VF module.
What's the equivalent in ANAI in the ASTC?
This is the name of the instance.
No, no, hang a second. What name in ASDC has one called VF module model name? What's the equivalent in NAI?
On the VF module object, there is none. Because that's the name of the model.
Okay, what is the equivalent in ASDC for VF module name?
There wouldn't be, because ASDC doesn't store the instance names. It only stores the name of the model.
Okay, hang on. An instance name, so you formulate an instance name, you're saying.
Whoever creates the VF module in ANAI creates an instance name and puts it there.
Wait, whoever creates, okay, so you're saying that's a unique name for that particular instance?
Yes.
How could that be a unique name for an instance? What would be a unique name for an instance?
Well, the actual unique identifier is the ID of the instance.
Right.
But they want a human readable name, they put a name in the name field.
But it's automated. I don't understand. Every instance you spin up a VF module, how could a human being write something? It's all totally automated.
Then it's probably a name that someone has code to generate. I don't know how they do it. Someone else does that in AI.
Maybe that's what I want then. I want something that is, so who is the user in this case and how do they create it? This is created, you're talking about in the heap template itself?
Hold on. I'll tell you who usually puts it if we have any. But is that, do you actually want the identifier of the instance, Paul, or do you want to identify the model
not.
That
was I want to understand the model. That was used.
That would be the model invariant ID, which should be the same as the invariant ID in SDC.
Okay, but is that instance specific? I mean, not instance, is that environment specific? Is it same in every environment, production, test, etc.?
You'd have to ask SDC how their invariant IDs work.
Okay, we need someone on from SDC who can answer that.
I mean, I think we said in previous email exchanges that the invariant ID will change with the environment, and we concluded that that was not workable.
But that's what Steve Smokowski told us. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, to go back to the original problem statement, right? So Christina, we need for this scale out, we need to be able to determine which template to execute. So what we're looking for is a unique identifier.
Can I ask you again for a different thing? There is a block in ANAI called model. Is that the same thing as we're talking about the model here?
That is an internal representation of ASDC models with very little information in them. Okay, if you want the full information about the actual model, you have to go back to SDC. You can't use those from ANAI. Or if you store it locally, then you can use it locally.
Okay, what value is in something called model type? Maybe that's what we need.
Model type says service, resource, or widget.
Oh, that doesn't help you anything. Okay. We need something that would be a ID representing the VF module model that's used that doesn't vary by environment.
Would you be doing scale outs across multiple environments? I don't understand why it can't vary per environment. I don't understand the use case.
Okay, so the use case is FC builds a template that matches kind of like the heat template. So we build a template that we use to do it, and we need something to tie our heat template back to the particular heat template that's used. Or in other words, to tie it back to the scenario that is being for scale up for the heat template. So think of it as that you can scale up by different ways. You can scale one VM, you can scale out multiple VMs. However they choose to scale out, each type of scale out will require a different template in FC. So we want a unique identifier that we can have the user at design time, because in design time they do this in FC in our design tool. They come in there and say, okay, if they're doing scale out type one, here's a template to use. If it's scale out type two, here's a different template. So it has nothing to do with these IDs, UUIDs. It has to do with, you know, the types of heat template models that you have, right? So a user, when they go into VID, would select a VF module to use, and we need to have the heat template to match that VF module they select. So you see, it's independent of the environment, just like heat templates. Heat templates the same in every environment. You don't have a unique UUID for heat template in every environment, or if you do, that's not what we want. If you looked at the heat template equivalent, it would be something in the heat template that would tell you the, you know, the heat template model, I guess, or whatever they call it.
So either you need an actual ID that doesn't change per environment from SDC, or AppC would need to create its own tracking invariant ID for these templates.
Our own tracking invariant ID.
You would need to have a way to keep track of your templates separate from the SDC models.
Well, we could do that, but then we're going to have the vid user have to enter that in because we have to get it in the request, or we have to get it from ANAI. Either we get it in the request that comes from vid to MSO, or we get it from ANAI. I was hoping to just pull it out of ANAI.
Could the same VF module have multiple scale out templates?
No, they should be one to one.
You could internally map the ASDC model to the template.
ASDC model, where's that?
That's the invariant ID. The model invariant ID.
But the user in AppC onboards, we don't have any mapping data. We don't want to store any data. The user, when they onboard their VNF, builds a template, and I ask them, what's the unique ID that I can match up with? Request that comes in. It has to work in every environment. It's got to be environment independent.
And what do they give you when you say that?
They don't give me anything. I give them a field and I say publish it, populate with a value. And they're going to ask, well, what do I need? And I'm going to tell them use it something that they know of in ASDC. They're the ones who, you know, go in ASDC and build their VNFs and do all their work in ASDC. So they have to tie it to something in ASDC. Something I can get out of ANAI, ideally. Look, if you can't
That would be the model invariant ID, model version ID, or model customization ID. The customization ID is what's supposed to change per environment, as far as I'm aware.
Well, if you tell me, can you go look in data and tell us?
I don't have a good way of doing that. Because I don't know that VF module in end to end used the same model as VF module in production to tell you that, right? Like someone would have to tell me exactly which ones to look at.
I don't understand. Okay. Well, who could tell the answer to that? Someone from SDC? Where did these UUIDs come from?
SDC.
Okay, so we need someone from SDC to tell us. Okay, I understand.
All right, so I think we're going to, I mean, this Zoom meeting is limited because we're using the free version, so we're going to get dropped soon anyway. So I think we just need to make sure, I'll follow up with SDC to see if we can get somebody on these calls.
Okay.
So I don't know why Michael's not here. Okay. So we'll have a follow-up session to work out the question to number one. I mean, this is really a blocker. We got to get this one figured out because we can't move this feature forward.
Well, there's always the alternative that we took on the other case. You put a field in vid that's called, you know, AppC template key. And you have the user populate some value in it that matches what we stored. But then again, the user has to know what that value is going to be.
Yeah.
So we can always take that approach. They can always, because I just need it passed to me. So if we take that approach, that'll work also. But that requires more user input.
Yeah, and additional.
Let me ask a question. If Paul and Prabhu and Tim, Dan, sorry. Is this common across the controllers between AppC and SDNC? Because I thought that SDNC is also going to use a similar approach.
Well, the idea is to use the same approach. They have not implemented any of this stuff yet.
Right. But
they were going to take the App C code and reuse it.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the idea. But of course, we haven't written the code yet. So this is always going to be a tricky thing. They haven't even written the code yet. I don't know how they're going to reuse it, but that was their idea.
Okay.
Okay, so Rhonda, you think you're going to have another call? Okay, I can't do it tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow, but
yeah. So Scott, this week you can't do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, Friday. Then I mean, we're forced into Monday because Friday is not a working day in Israel.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, okay. I think we're going to have to try to shoot for Monday at 8:00. See if we can get them.
Okay, that works.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. And sorry for all of the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, are you done?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think he's talking.
What did you say? Sorry.
Okay, so I don't think he's. I thought Ophir was trying to say something. I don't think he's talking to us. So we'll touch base then on Monday, okay? And we'll share the recording from this session today to the team.
Okay, I'll talk to Monday.
All right, thank you.